Well, I think time will tell. Clearly, what matters is who actually qualifies to run. You know, there's a lot of folks who talk about running, and some folks who actually file papers, but then at the end realize that it's a fairly monumental task. So we'll see. I mean, but it won't affect our campaign or the message that I'm going to deliver over the next couple months. You know, I always assume that I'm going to have opposition, and so we prepare accordingly and we run aggressively.
What will your campaign be like?
Well, it will be, you know, grassroots oriented. We will be knocking on doors just like we did 3 years ago to win this race. It will be telling the story of the last 3.5 years that has seen the city come out of the wreckage of the recession and be transformed into a community that is on the minds of everyone around the country. I mean, the renaissance of Tampa has been nothing short of exciting, to say the least, and there's a lot more to come, and I think that message is resonating out in the community. People are excited about the future of this community. They've seen the progress that has occurred in the last 3.5 years, and I'm hopeful they'll give me a chance to finish the job.
The person that is running against you right now is a veteran of the Occupy Tampa movement, and she criticized the way that the police handled Occupy Tampa when you were mayor during Occupy Tampa. What's your response to that criticism?
I really don't have a response. I mean, I think if you look certainly at how Tampa performed during the Republican National Convention, I think it became the benchmark for how those types of conventions should be run. You know, people can't take over our public parks and sleep in them and cause a ruckus in there. Those parks belong to everyone, and so if they want to criticize me for that, that's just fine with me.
You brought up the Republican convention, and I spoke with people who had gone to both the Republican convention and the one in Charlotte, and they said that comparing the two, the one in Tampa looked like a police state, looked like there was a lot of police repression potentially, and the one in Charlotte was very inviting and open. What do you think about the comparison there?
Well, I think it's an unfair comparison. I think it's an inaccurate comparison. I think that's from their particular worldview. I was a delegate to Charlotte. Obviously, I was here during the RNC coordinating things and then went to Charlotte as a delegate. You know, the fact that by comparison to Minneapolis-St. Paul 4 years ago, when there were 800 arrests and millions of dollars in property damage by people who didn't come there to express their free speech rights or express a different opinion, but came there to cause damage and to destroy people's private property and to interact with the police in inappropriate ways. Here in Tampa, we only had 2 arrests and 0 property damage. Now, I don't know how anybody could walk away from that experience and not say that Tampa set the standard for how these events should be run. And that criticism notwithstanding, there's not a thing that I would have done differently in terms of keeping the city safe, in terms of how law enforcement interacted with protesters, legitimate protesters. Everyone was given a right to voice their opinion. We had the largest free speech zone of any convention. And so I think by all measures, the majority of people, the vast majority of people, would tell you that they were pretty proud of how Tampa looked and performed during that week.